Episode 104.
Let's take technology aside. If we take, there's all these great pieces of technology out there from all sorts of different companies, and there's, we're always looking at how can you utilize technology to help the general repair shop.
Welcome, aftermarketers, to On Point from Remarkable Results Radio, and a special interview from an auto care industry professional. On Point. Hello, aftermarketers throughout North America and around the world. Carm Capriotto here. And thank you for listening and downloading this show from Remarkable Results Radio, iTunes, or even Stitcher Radio. And hey, thanks for being a member of the Insider Tribe by subscribing to the Insider Newsletter announcing each new episode guest. And welcome to episode 104 with Todd Westerlund. This episode is brought to you by Federal-Mogul Motor Parts, with brands like Moog, Felpro, Wagner Brake, Champion, Seal Power, FP Diesel, and more. They're the parts techs trust. Find out more at fmmotorparts.com. Do you have someone in mind that should be on the show? I'm sure you've said to yourself, you know, Bobby would make a great guest on Carm's show. Or maybe even yourself. Well, share your idea with me. Go to remarkableresults.biz and click on the guest opportunity page and complete the form. And you can always email me at carm@remarkableresults.biz. Now, Todd Westerlund, CEO of Kukui. Now, many of you know that Kukui is a technology company, and you may be thinking, well, Carm and Todd are going to talk geek. Well, nay, nay. You're in for a treat. Todd and I brewed some Java and talked like two old college buddies. You're going to hear great discussions on how to communicate with millennials, gamification, lifestyle marketing, keeping up with tech, and how to build a marketing advantage with your customers' social networks. Sure doesn't sound like the sort of talk coming from a technology CEO, but trust me, you're in for a treat. Buckle up. Now, here we go. Privileged to be with Todd Westerlund, CEO of Kukui, out there in San Jose, California. Hey, Todd, you ready to go on point?
I'm ready. Let's do it. It's a great day.
I'm sure it is a great day in the neighborhood. So, hey, what's one thing that's got you fired up right now?
Well, you know what? It's so cliche. You're going to hear this over. I'm sure you've heard it over and over. It's really being on the show with you. When you listen to the show over and over and you hear the excitement, the different topics, and just all, you go to a trade show and you get to see all of these people, and we all are kind of share that synergy of you've been on Carm's show.
Oh, dear.
Well, you know, no, really, really? Come on now. I mean, and so I was like, I'm really, I was nervous last night. I actually had a little trouble sleeping. I was nervous getting on this morning with you. So I'm excited to be here.
My studio is small. My head's getting pretty big. Oh, so that's, it got you fired up because you're on the Carm show here. All right.
It is. I'm super fired up.
All right. You and I had a great chance to spend some time beforehand to talk about your company, your passion. And we ended up moving into this world of millennials. And I said, hey, Todd, let's go and talk about that, because it's a subject that is on everybody's mind. And there isn't a seminar that you can't go to, a speech you can't hear about the business practices of the changes that are necessary to do business with millennials. And you said that you've had a chance to go around the country and do a little bit of this.
So that's really been our topic as a company, is we focus on Generation Y. And when I say Y, I mean the WHY, as far as why does this generation do what they do?
Yeah.
And when you really look at it, you take, you know, I grew up in the 70s, we've got, you know, 50s, 60s, we take a look at the 80s, the 90s. If somebody from the 90s is trying to communicate with somebody from the 70s, you know, we're talking the difference of, say, 8 tracks, cassettes, and CDs, right? Now let's jump up to millennials. Their whole radio database is one button. The whole universe is right there. And it's so, I'm kind of, you know, behind me, Carm, I'm in my home office, but I do play music here sometimes when I'm working. Yeah. There's probably 400 CDs back there. And a millennial would probably look at me like, that's why? Why would you have that? It makes no sense.
Right, right.
It does to me.
I know.
You know.
Well, we're from the see, feel, and touch generation, right?
Yeah.
And there was. Did you have a 5-tracker CD player?
You know,
Did you have the big jukebox with 100 in it?
I couldn't afford that back in the day there, but you know. So right now I've just got one of those really nice Bose ones, just one. But you know, back to the millennials, the interesting thing is, you know, they have an iHeartRadio or a Pandora, or instantly anything they want to listen to, it's on YouTube or something. And you know, that's a different, like I like you kind of said, like I almost want to have my things and touch them and own them, and you know, here's all of my CDs. They could care. It's out there on the web.
It's out there. They trust it. It works. I have a millennial children.
Yes.
And
me too.
Sometimes we get together and we have to say, kids, look up. Look, I'd love to, I just want to see your eyes for a moment.
Yeah. And let's take technology aside. If we take, there's all these great pieces of technology out there from all sorts of different companies. And we're always looking at how can you utilize technology to help the general repair shop. But on the other side of that is a very, very interesting thing that's happening. It's the millennial that's coming to the counter. And that's changing. It's almost challenging the technology. Because if you think about it, Carm, if I have my shop and you come in and visit me, I'm going to have a great discussion with you. I'm going to ask how the family's doing, how the kids are doing, vacations. We're going to conversate. We're going to be able to talk. The millennial generation, they get really mad at me too. When I speak at colleges all around, I could see there's a little bit of anger, and I'm trying to teach them that we're afraid, but we're working on how to communicate with you. Because when you're sitting there as I'm, you know, closing out your repair order and you are looking at your phone, from my generation, that's rude. From their generation, that's how it is. There's 8 different conversations happening at the same time, and they're not being rude to me as I'm closing out that repair order. But for me and you, Carm, you know, I would have to give you 100% or I'm rude to you. Yeah. That's not right. So
yeah, there's an interesting digital divide that's going on out there that anyone who's not a millennial has to respect. I guess one of the things that I've been learning is that we need to respect what the millennials want from the workforce, what they want from life, what they're doing to enjoy their level of instantaneousness. Where's my friends? You know, I want to be out there. I want to be seen. I want to be part of it. We didn't have the technology that made that happen. We found other ways to do things. As you know, I classify myself in the range of being a boomer, but I damn well respect where technology is today and what it is doing and the opportunities that it creates for our millennial and even Gen Xers. It's fun to see. If you love technology, and I know you do because you're in a technology company, and you guys are pushing the envelope every day on stuff, my God, it's great that the millennials will be there favoring the stuff you're working on today. I mean, what you're working on is really for them.
Yeah, it really is. And that's, you know, when we look at that too, and you know, we're looking at even any of the technology that we're using out there now, you have to kind of really start to focus and almost study them and understand how that technology is even going to be used differently, you know, from that side. So everybody who comes to the counter now, they have a preferred means of communication. You or I, just give me a call, Carm. Jump on the phone. Call my personal cell phone. I'd love to have a conversation with you. But millennial-wise, it might be text messaging. It might be a Kick Messenger. It might be the Facebook Messenger. It might be Snapchat. It might, you know, here's something to kind of chew on, which is just, it just blows my mind. You and I, it's the end of the day. We've worked hard, and it's time to close up for the night, right? Maybe we read a little bit for 15 minutes. We close up. We go to sleep. In the millennials' world, they don't go offline until their whole network goes offline. So if they have one person they're talking with on Facebook, one on Twitter, one on text messaging, one on Snapchat, one on you know, everything, and each one of these slowly kind of, you know, shuts off. And one of the things I noticed too, it seems to be a trend, is you talk to millennials, they're always awake at 2 or 3 in the morning. 1, 2, 3. Very, very common, because that's always going in their brain, that constant communication. So now how do we embrace that as far as somebody coming to the counter? How do we capture their attention?
All right, okay? Let's talk about that.
One of my thoughts is, well, use Snapchat. You know, there you go. I mean, is that crazy? If I was a shop owner, could I get their Snapchat and send them snaps of their vehicle being worked on and literally let them know it's ready to be picked up? Well, why not?
Absolutely. I mean, it's going on today with Facebook. And I'm not up on Snapchat yet, but I've attended a seminar or two from podcasters like me saying, hey, knock, 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 you better get with this program. So, And so why not? That is exactly how they want to be communicated with. No, they don't want to be called at work. They don't want to be called on their cell phone. Communicate through my communicator. Right. It was Captain Kirk and Spock. They had this thing that we wanted so badly. Now we all have one.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And in the, you know, when I took a look at, and Snapchat is just one example, there's a lot of different ways. But the thing that I noticed about that particular piece of technology is they advanced to a point now where they take basically a video snap of their life. And throughout the day, there might be 20 of these that happen. Okay. Then they post that to their whole network. So let's think you or I, we go and I give you a phone call and Carm, I tell you how my last vacation was and we talk about where we're going in the future, right? And their network, they post that they're in San Francisco right now, they're going to Alcatraz and maybe they're going to go to the Golden Gate Bridge. And that goes out in some cases to 500, 1,000 people in their network instantly know their life visibly with no verbiage, and all of those folks don't need to conversate. And so if you're at the counter and you think that this millennial is going to come up, you're going to have a conversation with them, okay? It's not going to happen that way. It's completely different now. You're going to have to almost think of it as a way of how do we communicate with them, not so much how do we conversate with them, because they're not, you know, artists in the gift of gab. They are artists in basically the gift of quick communication.
Here's great news. There's a new brake pad on the market that can stop a pickup SUV or CUV up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads. And on top of that, it lasts up to twice as long as previous designs. Sound too good to be true? Well, Wagner Brake did it. They designed their new Wagner OEX brake pads that stopped up to 50 feet sooner than other leading brake pads. To prove it, they got Link Engineering, pretty much the industry standard on brake performance testing, and they got their proof. But Wagner needed more convincing. They asked 400 top technicians to put Wagner OEX pads to the test, where it matters most, in their shops and on their customers' vehicles. 99% said they saw a noticeable difference in the new brakes, and 95% said they'd likely recommend them to other service professionals for their customers. Now, soon you can get Wagner OEX brake pads in your shop. They'll be available nationwide with coverage for 95% of U.S. pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Get the full story. Learn about the science behind Wagner OEX and check coverage. Go to WagnerBrake.com. So we talked about connection just here seconds ago. And I thought about the connected car. When millennials buy a car and they know that it's connected and they could know a lot about it and do geofencing, that's got to turn them on. I mean, I think the connected car is going to be huge for future generations.
Absolutely. And so that comes down to education. So where, you know, there was, remember for the collision industry, we really had to educate the consumer that they could choose where they wanted to take their vehicle. Okay, they weren't forced to go to the particular ones that maybe the collision industry would suggest. Mm-hmm. That's all they were doing was suggesting four or five.
Yeah.
For the connected car, we're going to see something very similar. What's going to happen is it's going to actually know, here's the ones that have the highest, you know, 5-star ratings on the web. Here's the ones that are geolocating, that are close to where your location is. And you're probably going to be able to just click a button and instantly, obviously, schedule an appointment right from your vehicle, and also have a promotion that just pops right in there too. Let's just take a look for my car right now. I need to bring it in. Let's see which promotion is the best. So what we do still have to do is work on how we educate these millennials as all of this technology is going forward, that each shop is not, you know, created equally. Each one does. There is certain things that we do want to look for as far as knowledge, you know, their technology that they have, all of the different things that, that really go along with that.
You just brought up a great point. You're in the technology business. You build websites, and here we are making sure that when a millennial does take a look at that, be it mobile or not, that they can relate to it, that it means something to them, that it looks new, fresh, cutting edge, that there's information there to get. It's just not an ad, but there's something for me to take.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is that where you guys are headed?
Yeah. Okay. So in each step of the way, you can really kind of draw out the end game and look at the evolution. One of the components of evolution right now that we have to focus on, as the connected car is increasing in building, we have to work on gamification. So gamification is really, you think about it, every place you go, Starbucks, I have a card for one of those Philly cheesesteak places I love to go. And I think every sixth one I get a free, you know, free sandwich kind of thing. And it keeps me coming back. It does. So every piece of the millennials technology, you know, a Snapchat, if you snap with somebody a certain amount of days in a row, you get a little icon. I mean, that just shows you again, even that is gamified. So one of the things that works is when you're at the counter, okay, and the millennial comes to the counter and it's their first visit, and then they're going to be returning, you need to let them know that when they do come back, they move to a silver member. I don't know what a silver member is. You don't know. I don't know. We don't. Who knows what that is? But
you create it.
You need to create it. And there has to be something that they get from that. If you have a millennial come to the counter, they're 18 to 21 or 24. They drive their vehicle. This is a customer that could be yours for life. You need to figure out a way to have them come back.
Okay, so it's part of retention.
Yes.
Would I, as a boomer, appreciate being silver to bronze to gold? Or I guess, yeah, I would. And if mm-hmm. it turns mm-hmm. on a millennial, because it's a gamification piece, then yep. they know that they have somewhere to grow to. And this mm-hmm. could become my place that I want to hang my hat for automotive repair.
Yes, yes, yep. And you do need to make changes to the waiting room, to the experience.
Yeah.
It is great to have, if you're going to have a TV. So I walk into about a little less over this last year, about 70 shops every year I walk into, and I'll see a flat screen, and maybe we'll have some promotions rolling in there, and we'll try to have maybe some different videos and different things like that. But if you have a place where they're going to view something, start thinking, you know, there are certain things that millennials watch. They watch everything off of Netflix. They'll watch different shows in a row. And you're going to want to have that, something like that playing that kind of hooks them in. So it's a comfort zone they come into, okay? Not just cable. I mean, it's so – I don't have cable anymore. I made the jump. I did it. I'm over at the Netflix. The millennial, they got me. They got their hooks
but
in.
But that's okay. You're saving a lot of money and you have greater choice.
Oh, yeah. I read a little bit more, so that keeps me in my appropriate age bracket, which is good. But in the same instance, you know, I'm watching it even evolve there. We take a look at Netflix. So now what happens is you have, let's say, Walking Dead. They have six episodes, and then now they stop, and they have to make a mid-season big finale stop and then make another six episodes. So when I was growing up, if I wanted to watch like Dukes of Hazzard or something like that, what do we have? 14 episodes. That was it. Done. And you had to wait a whole year. And
a whole year.
I could do it. It was, you know, it's different. So
okay. Millennials aren't going to hang around. They're just too busy. They got things to do. They'd rather go hang out at a Starbucks while you're fixing your car, unless you make your place hang a bull.
I got a great answer for that.
What
so here's the thing. So you or I, you come to my shop and I go, Carm, I've been serving you for a long time. I have a great promotion for you. I'm going to give you basically four oil changes for the price of three. I'm going to sell you kind of an oil change you know, packet there, okay?
All right.
And you get that. You're like, Todd, I've been coming to you for 5 years, and I'm going to be coming to you for another 10. You know, it's really, you know, you can see that vision. You see that kind of linear there. Millennials think in kind of almost the horizontal in a way, okay? They can't see, like, what? 4 oil changes? I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow, let alone in the next hour things could change.
Yeah,
so really kind of thinking, changing our thinking again.
Okay.
For millennials, what if I did this? What if I said, okay, here's the thing. You just became – you're going to become a silver member when you come back, but I'm going to give you this promotion. What this gives you is a $29.95 oil change and, okay, it gives you – if you bring 2 of your friends, okay, and we're going to do an oil change party, your oil change is free and they pay the $29.95. When they leave – as they come back as silver members, I will give each of them that type of you know, promotion too. So now let's think about it. If we've been talking about their network, the way they communicate in packs across. So we have to change it. We're literally going to have to bring all 3 in at the same time.
Right.
You're right, because they're going to conversate there. We're going to put their YouTube channel on.
Yep.
We're going to have Starbucks coffee in there.
Yeah.
Or send them down the street to Starbucks, like you said.
All right, so you have Starbucks coffee on the Keurig. You've got some snacks over there. You've got you got free YouTube on the big screen and a little keyboard so they can go on and do their thing. Yet, if you have a Friday afternoon, or even if some of the shops are open on Saturday, you could have an oil change party by saying, I'm here, invite your friends. They're all going to get this and that. We're going to do this for you. And if you bring in 4... I guess the idea is if we can hang into their lifestyle, create a lifestyle marketing around millennials, then that we can capitalize on it. Yeah, it's about generating revenue. It's about finding new customers. It's about learning how to retain customers. But it's also about marketing the way they want to be marketed to. Let them build your network for you. That's really, I think, what you're saying, right?
It is. And that lifestyle marketing, that phrase keeps coming up more and more. It really is looking at how do we market to this generation and kind of market into their lifestyle. And it's so wild, because I just look at technology and I'm just like, it's just so simple. It's just one person. I reach out to that person and they love the promotion or the technology and they come into my place of business and it just works so simple. It's just not that way. I have to market to their lifestyle now. I have to somehow get into their over maximized, super busy day of full of bazillion pieces of communication and nudge myself in there to remind them, you know, to get their vehicle in and why I'm so important. Because, you know, here's something that's happened too. And you know, for shops. So if a millennial comes to your shop, and then their next service, they go down the street somewhere else. You cannot be offended by that.
Yeah.
The thing is, in their mind,
right,
they are friends with you. You are in their network.
Yeah.
And if they go to another shop, they are friends with that shop. And that shop is in their network.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, for the shop owner, they go, well, Todd, but that doesn't – I want them to keep coming back to me. Start changing.
Yeah.
Embrace. This is a huge time of us not being able to think the same way we do.
I believe you would agree that being a top tech is hard work. Keeping up is a full-time gig, considering vehicle technology, repair procedures, and diagnostics. It's refreshing to know that Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Guru is there for you. It's been designed by and for technicians, the best in the industry. And did you know there's no other comprehensive program like this anywhere? A big part of the program is the nationwide network of Guru's on-site training and technology centers. And there, you get your hands dirty with the equipment and tools you use every day in real work-related situations. And if these great training programs aren't enough, you've got the Guru's On Demand app for quick, accurate assistance and information. And when the phone is just perfect, there's the ASE-certified bilingual Guru's On Call there to help. And this year, you get free stuff from the Garage Rewards loyalty program. You earn points towards gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts' brand. And what is really great, it costs nothing to join, and you'll start earning points immediately. Head on over to fmgarageGurus.com and learn all about Garage Guru's training, support, and get in on the rewards. Loyalty almost lasts only for the length of the transaction, and your whole idea is about, well, then, okay, if they're not going to hang their hat on me as their local neighborhood professional service center like their parents did, then I guess, like you said, I can't be upset that they went somewhere else, but it's my challenge to get them to come back through some type of lifestyle marketing and you know, next time you come, bring a friend. Oh, if your friend shows up within 3 hours of you being here, wow! There's an interesting idea.
It's
almost like a time bound thing. It's like they put a challenge out on their network to say, "Hey, I'm here. If you want 50% off on an oil change, or no, come here and help me get $10 off on an oil change, and you'll get five. Yeah. And if you bring somebody, I don't know, it's
brilliant.
Crazy.
Again, see, you're thinking, we're thinking like how we need to kind of, they almost have a time bomb out there and they'll absolutely eat that up. Let me talk just a little research too. So in our company, I've had to do research and understand, you know, 50, 70% of our company is millennials. And one of the things I noticed is, they want to keep moving. And every once in a while, I'll have a millennial that'll move on to another company. And I'll kind of interview them during the exit interview and try to understand, like, why are you leaving the greatest company ever? We pay well. I mean, the benefits. We have work from home Wednesdays. I just don't understand. Well, if they're not moving, they're not advancing. Okay, so I can't really keep kind of pounding in that gamification enough, but just understand it. In my company, I've had to have client marketer level one, client marketer level two, senior client marketer, you know, each of these different. And so I have to keep moving them forward, maybe add a couple more responsibilities that go along with that. If I do not do that, now I worked as a technician for 15 years in the same stall for 7 years. And my title was technician for 7 years. And I think maybe from a millennial perspective, they might look at me and say, well, you're a failure. You weren't moving. You 7 years in the same place, standing in the same place.
Right, right.
And, you know, you should have gone to mechanic level one, you know, became a, you know.
You just struck me. I saw a behind the scenes on TV, I think it was yesterday, and there was this young 30-year-old individual talking about their job, and they were a senior systems analyst. And I said, wow, when I grew up in the world of corporate America, you become a senior or a director of anything, you were in your 40s or 50s, and you worked all them years. So you're right in what you said. It's not necessarily gamification, but you figured out strategically how to lay out your org chart to show progress. And it's a great point. I think it's a big takeaway from this session. And I can't believe where the time has gone. I would like to ask you 30 seconds. Hey, what's going on at Kukui? What are you doing? What's happening?
You know, all sorts of exciting stuff. If you're not advancing and constantly innovating, then it's time to just hang it up. So we've been a little bit quiet over the last 7 months. That's because we've just been developing. 4.0 is just on the edge of being released. But more importantly than all that, Carm, who cares about all that? Let's just say culture of Kukui is amazing. As a family, we have a great time. We continually are doing stuff for the community, giving back, and we're just, as a company, what's important that you want to hear is that we're just working together to always just have a great environment. So when I talk about work from home Wednesdays, real quick, we all, as a company, we all work from home on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
It's a great – it is – we're all working in our pajamas and we have our meetings on Skype and everything. And, you know, Carm, it's like we're becoming millennials. It's wild. We're starting to change and head in that direction.
Damn lifestyle marketing thing again. So you seem to be on fire. You're high energy. Go, go, go. What's your escape?
Me personally.
Yeah.
You're just asking me personally.
Yeah.
You know, so every day when I get up, I have two things that I always say to myself. One is I always have to help one person. Somehow, somebody out there I have to help. Yesterday, I actually, across the street of a restaurant I go to, I actually purchased and paid for the dinner of four military folks over there. They don't know who it is. They'll never know who it was. It doesn't matter. But, you know, it was just my way of saying thank you. And that was what I did that day. I might have done some other things, but that was the one thing. The other thing, too, is that every day I want to try to live as many of the moments as I can. So get out, do something exciting. Over this last weekend, I went to 2 weeks ago, I went to wrestling. I then drove that night, all night, I drove to Disneyland. During December, I went to this sounds crazy, you're going to laugh at me. And, you know, I'll just being honest with anybody that's listening, but it was fun. I went to a 1,000-person Star Wars lightsaber fight. And I mean,
I follow you on Facebook, and I said, he's having too much fun.
You know, you have to have fun and enjoy what you do. So when people, you know, meet me, and as far as work goes, work should be fun. Life should be fun.
All right, who's your favorite Star Wars character?
Yoda. It really is. It's just, you know, yeah, I like the little green guy. He speaks with those little riddles and stuff. And
they're the best.
They're just timeless.
I remember doing his voice there for a while. I just loved it, you know. And Frank Oz, who did Yoda, was one of my favorite guys from the back then in the day, Frank Oz. Okay, what a great time. I had a blast. This went fast. Todd Westerlund, CEO, Kukui. Give us some great words to live by.
You know, Karim, I'm going to take that last couple words and just say thank you personally to what you do for the industry. It is a small group of people sometimes. You make the world bigger. You connect us. And you know what? Thank you. It's not a give. I know I don't want your head to blow up, that kind of stuff. But humbly, thank you for what you do.
Well, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Yeah. I love doing what I'm doing. And I hope we make the world just a little bit smaller. Hey, aftermarketers, thanks so much for listening. Now, find a bio and the show notes on Todd Westerlund on the show's episode page on the Remarkable Results Radio website. And that's also the place where you can read about every guest, watch the video roundtable podcasts, find industry links and resources, and where you can subscribe to be an insider and get the pulse on every new episode release. And now, I really do appreciate your engagement with the podcast and would ask that you help spread the word. Uniting our industry for continual improvements is a goal, and I'm grateful for your support. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.